Looking to start a podcast of your own? This year, Podcast Movement, the world's largest podcaster conference, will be in Chicago. Learn more at podcastmovement.com and use code CPC to save $30 off registration.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, so we are live. You can still see me and hear me and everything like that?
Yeah.
All right, man. Cool. Haima Black on a live stream Google Hangouts chat tonight with Kweku Collins, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm good, man. Thank you so much for being flexible tonight. Originally, we were going to meet at the Soundscape Studios recording sessions, but it's so crazy cold tonight that I just could not, in good conscience, ask anybody to leave their house for the podcast tonight, man. So thanks for jumping on the live stream instead.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm always down to flex the technological fingers a little bit.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So you and I, we got to connect one time before in terms of like an interview, and that was a few months back. That was for the Dynasty Podcast 10-year anniversary, and you were one of the artists that Alex from Closed Sessions brought up with him. But you and I got to chat a little bit then, but this is our first real like face-to-face solo kind of talk, right?
Yeah.
Right on, man. So we're going to talk about all the cool things that you have happening for you right now on your end. But first, let's kind of like take a step back and get a little bit of perspective on how the last year was. How did 2015 treat you as an artist?
Oh, man, as an artist, 2015, I couldn't have asked for a better year. You know, I signed to Closed Sessions. I released a project that was received way beyond my expectations. And, you know, it set us up for a really strong 2016, you know, so it's all positive. It's all good.
Yeah, man, I love it. So you're with Closed Sessions right now. How has that been for you? Talk about like the experience of, let's start at the beginning with that as well. Like, when did you first link up with them and how did that happen?
So I released an EP called Worlds Away January of last year. So right around this time is when I first got in touch with Closed Sessions. I'd always wanted to send them my music, but I was just waiting for the right time where I felt comfortable and confident enough with the material that I was making, where I felt like I could make that gesture and that statement, you know? So I sent them an email. I said, you know, this is my new EP. I sent them the description that I provided in SoundCloud. I was like, I'm not expecting anything. I just want to be on your radar. And within like 3 days, Alex had hit me back and he was like, yes, I really enjoy this. You know, let's talk. What are your goals? What do you want out of this? And within like a month, you know, we had met, I had seen the studio, I was in the studio recording, you know, still trying to balance that in school. So it was long nights, but it was really cool. And I think like sometime in March, they were just like, yeah, we want to sign you. We don't want to beat around the bush. and then April, we made it official.
I mean, that's pretty amazing though, man. And, you know, Closed Sessions, for anyone who doesn't know, is a Chicago-based label. It's really focused on hip hop. It specializes in Chicago hip hop, but it's not exclusively Chicago hip hop. I know they just signed an artist, I think from Cleveland, if I'm not speaking out of turn.
Shout out Kip Stone. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal MC. I can't wait for people to hear what he's got.
So you're in good company, man. You're with some veterans who have been doing the Chicago music thing a long time, and then you're with some other really cool artists, some of whom haven't even been, you know, maybe talked about as much, but it's a good place to be, I feel like.
Yeah, it's great. It's inspiring. It's captivating. It's everything that like I wanted out of the place where I call like work, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Now, you just released a new song with another notable Chicago talent, Stephen Ponce, and the song is called Delilah. So take us into that. How did that come together?
So me and Ponce, we linked up in the studio once previously. We did the song. The energy was there. You know, me and him, we vibed, you know, pretty quickly. as quickly as two usual people in their introductions and shit, as long as that takes. That song got scrapped, but then we got back up in the studio, and the second he played the song, the second I heard the guitar, I was like, okay, this is the one. You know, the melody came easy. The subject matter was fresh on my mind because it was happening right there. And it came together really smoothly and really organically.
And was this your first time really like meeting and working with Stefan?
No, I'd done that once before.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You had, I remember that. But I think it's amazing, and it got a look from Fader. So it seemed like that was a track that people were really, it looks like it got in front of people, right?
Yeah.
So another thing that you just did that was really notable, man, just a couple, I was going to say a week ago, but it's been longer than a week. It's almost a month ago now. You were one of the performers at Chi-Town Rising, which was the big official City of Chicago New Year's Eve, kind of like basically our Times Square type event, right? How was that?
That was really cool. That was a really new experience for me because I'd never performed at a venue like that on that big of a stage with the lights and the handlers kind of taking us from room to room and getting us, that was all really cool. Really, really motivating, just kind of being around all that. As far as performing, I was accompanied by Silent Party, two amazing, talented musicians. I'm very happy that I got to work with them. It was a great experience. I'm very happy with that.
Was this your biggest audience you've ever performed in front of?
No, I did bigger at Reggie's.
Okay.
I think it was sold out when I opened for Hey Kyle.
Okay. Yeah.
But this one was still pretty big. That was cool.
Yeah, and it's also like you got to be one of the performers the first time this ever happened at this big kind of like official. I mean, that's got to be a hell of a way to ring in the new year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was definitely got me, where I needed to be mentally coming into 2016 for sure.
So let's talk about 2016. And there's a couple of things that I've got on my list that I know that you have coming up, but how does this year look for you? What have you got kind of on your schedule, or what are your goals for 2016?
Well, I mean, the overarching goal, really, as it should be for everyone, everywhere, every year, is just whatever I'm doing, keep it pushing, keep it moving, keep it diagonal. But specifically, we got South By coming up this year. This is my first time going to South By. I've always wanted to go. I'm super excited. I'm putting out my album, my debut LP. Ooh, it's called Nat Love, and that's coming out April 8th.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex was telling me about that, man. And, and I say Alex Fruchter from Closed Sessions, of course. And you said that this is your first South By?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Dude, South By Southwest is a blast. Do you have shows lined up, or kind of what's your plan for that?
None that I know of so far. If anybody's watching that does know about some shit, you know.
Pass it on.
We expect to not really expect, maybe they expect, but I'm hoping to be very busy while I'm there.
I feel like you will be, man. I mean, especially are you going down with the Closed Sessions guys?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole squad.
Yeah, you're going to be busy then, because those guys are South By Southwest veterans. They know what to do. They know what they're doing. So yeah. I have no doubt it's going to be a huge trip. So let's talk about the full length for a minute. You said it's called Nat Love, and that is dropping April 8th, right?
Yeah.
How long has this been in the works?
Nat Love. I mean, the album has been in the works since I ended Say It Here While It's Safe. When that came out, I was kind of like, all right, give me until September and then I'll get into album mode. So since September, which doesn't seem like a long time, but a lot happened for me really quick and I work really fast. So, it feels like the right time to do it.
Well, and you know what, man, like 4 months is still plenty of time. And especially if it's not coming out until April, are you still working on it, or is it finished?
No, I'm still working on it.
Okay. So then it's basically like September through March, April. That's a good amount of time for a record, I would say.
Word.
How far back do some of these songs go? Like, you know, especially since this is your first, at least the way that it was presented to me, this is like your first official debut full length, kind of like real or not real, but you know what I mean? Like this is the full album versus like a EP or something. So how far back do some of these songs go?
The farthest back, there's one song that goes farther back than the span of time that I've, you know, basically just outlined. It's called The Outsiders. It came out on a project I put out summer of, two summers ago. So when I was going into my senior year, I put it out called All That's Gold. It's the last track off that, but I'm getting an Odd Couple to rework it because that track did not get nearly enough love, and it's going to fit on the project really nicely.
An Odd Couple, man, they're doing a lot of really cool stuff in Chicago as well right now.
Yeah, Odd Couple, the dude is killing it right now. Odd Couple is most certainly killing it.
So, you know, the names that you're listing, you know, whether it's Stefan Ponce, whether it's Close Sessions, whether it's Odd Couple, like, I guess, who do you consider your peers, or who are some artists or industry or talent that you see in Chicago that you like, you know, that you associate yourself with or that you look up to or that you want to work with, or like, you know, who's on your radar in Chicago?
I mean, there are so many people, but as far as artists that I really, really rock with, that I consider my peers, you know, I was lucky enough to meet Appleby, you know, a while back in the studio. And since then, me and him have become friends. He's a really, really great guy, really extraordinarily talented. You know, everybody on Close Sessions, you know, it's really weird for me because, like, coming into Close Sessions, I still kind of felt like a kid, but then all these grown ass men were treating me like I was a grown ass man. I was kind of like, all right, this is fucked. But I would.
That's perfect.
I've adjusted since then. It's a weird thing to meet people that you look up to that treat you like a peer.
But you know what, man? Like in this business, people treat you the way that you present yourself. You know what I mean? So like I've seen 17-year-old, 19-year-old artists who like they present themselves very maturely, and so everyone treats them like an adult, you know? So and I get that impression from you, like where maybe you are maybe a little bit younger than some of the people you're in the room with, but you absolutely are presenting yourself as a adult artist, you know?
All right. Thank you.
So no, I'm sorry. Continue. I feel like I interrupted you.
Oh, just the artists in the city that I want to work with. Saba is definitely on the top of the list. Leather Chords, Kami De Chuku, and Joey Perp respectively have been some of my favorite rappers from Chicago since like freshman year. Obviously Chance, like the, you know, Taylor Bennett, me and him, you know, we've been in the studio before and it's always a great vibe. He's a great dude. Man, there's a lot of people.
And everybody you just listed, they're all people who are doing really amazing work in the city. Taylor Bennett is a friend of the podcast, and man, Saba is just like one of my favorite artists in Chicago right now. I can't say enough good things about Saba and just how much I enjoy his work and how much I believe in his work. So yes. I feel like you and him on a track would just be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be really cool.
So something else that's happening this coming Saturday. So almost a week from today, a little bit less than a week from today, Saturday, January 23rd, you're on a bill at the Metro for the Louder Than a Bomb 2016 mixtape release, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing. Who's on that bill? How did you get involved with that? Kind of bring us into that experience.
Oh, man. All right. So who's on the bill? From what I remember, it's me. This lineup is crazy to me. I'm still like freaking out about it. It's me, Jamila Woods, and Raven Lene. That kills me. Those are two of my favorite artists in Chicago, like, period.
Yeah, and Jamila is doing incredible work, man. Like, I mean, there's so many people in Chicago who are really bringing their A game right now, and she is absolutely at the top of that list.
Yeah, I mean, she's been bringing it, like, since the Milo and Otis days, man.
Dude, it's so funny you say that. Like, I have an interview from like a year ago. I think it was last year, South by Southwest, 2015. Maybe it was the one before that, 2014. Whenever that Milo and Otis record dropped, and I was like interviewing her, and I was like, this record, this is going to be huge. Everyone's going to hear it. Like, this is incredible. And it didn't have the impact that I thought it would, but I was so confident in saying that because it was such an incredible record. So I'm glad that now she's finally getting some recognition that I feel like is really overdue for her.
Yeah, for sure.
So this bill, like I said, it's Saturday, January 23rd, this coming weekend, the weekend that's ahead of us, at the Metro, Louder Than a Bomb, 2016 mixtape. Have you done work with Louder Than a Bomb before, or?
Yeah, man. When I was in high school, actually, it's like, it's really funny how this all works. To me, it's funny how it worked out. But, when I was in high school, I was part of the Poetry Slam team for 3 years. And it was really great to be a part of Louder Than a Bomb because that's really how I cultivated and honed my poetic, you know, chops, essentially. And I Louder Than a Bomb really shaped me into the poet that I am today. And then I met Kevin Koval at the Soho House one day, and they introduced me to him, and I was like, yo, man, I thank you so much for all, you know, all that you've done for the, you know, for poetry in Chicago, whatever. And he told me he really liked my music, and we started, you know, doing stuff. I'd come to like YCA meetings and performed a couple times.
Yeah. And YCA, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, young Chicago authors who do really incredible, meaningful, important work in the city, of course, with young Chicago authors, which is exactly what it sounds like. And Kevin Koval, man, he's good people. He's a character, yeah. But that's awesome that you're going to be working with him as well.
Yeah, man. They hit me up and they were like, yo, you want to do a song for this mixtape? And I told my old coach, slam team coach, and she freaked out. It was cool.
Dude, I love it. So that's happening this coming Saturday. You've got music on your SoundCloud. What is the address for your SoundCloud, and how can people find out more of what you're doing and follow you?
The address is www.soundcloud.com/KwekuCollins, KwekuCollins. Twitter at KwekuCollins. Instagram, same thing. Facebook, same thing. You can hit my artist page or my friend page. I don't discriminate. Hit me up. Be my friend. I like people.
I love it, man. That's a great way to invite people into your world. And I have to say, man, talking about the SoundCloud, Corner Store is such a total fucking jam. I love that song, man. I had to tell you that. I didn't want to bring it up at the beginning of the interview and geek out, but I do have to let you know that before we wind it down. That song is amazing.
Damn, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
So, Kweku Collins on Closed Sessions, anywhere that you find music and artists, you know, look you up on all the social channels. The new record is called Nat Love. It's going to be out later this spring on April 8th via Closed Sessions. You'll be at South by Southwest. You'll be at the Metro this Saturday, January 23rd for Louder Than a Bomb. Did we get everything? Not that that's not nearly enough, but I want to make sure we're not leaving anything out.
Not anything glaringly important.
I love it, man. Dude, you're connecting with good people. You're making the right moves. You're putting out great music, man. I think you're doing everything that you need to be doing right now.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Kweku Collins, I have a feeling we're going to be talking on this podcast lots more, man. The Closed Sessions guys, they cannot speak highly enough about you. Every time I talk to them, they are talking about what you're doing, man. So I have a feeling we'll definitely be connecting again going forward as you have other projects happening.
I really hope so, man.
Awesome. Kweku Collins, thank you so much, man, for taking some time tonight. And I'm sure I'll run into you down in Austin for South by Southwest, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Sweet. Have a good night.
Adios.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.